Dave Moore on Today FM.
Very lucky to be joined this morning by Cork's supremely talented singer, Lyra. Always so much crack when Lyra's on the show. Very soon, September 28th, Lyra's going to be performing Hour on the Vian before the NFL game. The Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers in Crow Park. And here she is now for a chat all about it. Lyra, are you in Ireland at the moment?
I'm actually over in the UK at the moment, sadly enough. I'm happy enough that I'm writing album number 2, which is on the way.
Wow, and we've any idea of when? Because, I mean, these album writing things can be like, it all happened in 3 days. It all happened in 3 years.
It all happened in 13,000 years. Yeah, that could be me. I don't know, and I'm scared to say a date because, you know, the music industry, it's like, oh, it's actually not happening now. Oh, it's moved back. Oh, it's moved forward. Oh, Sabrina Carpenter's having an album out that
yes.
day too. Oh, but no, I don't know.
But you're writing it right now.
I'm writing it right now. I'm actually just rewriting a verse as we speak. Where I said, you know what? I'm going to have a break. I'm going to say hi to Dave, and then I'll get back at it.
Brilliant. And are you excited about the direction the songs are taking at the moment?
Yeah, I am. It's exciting. Like, I'm kind of, I'm not being too strict on myself, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not kind of, like, cracking the whip on myself as much as I did album one. I want to have more fun with this album. I want to try out a few different things. I want to do things that people maybe aren't expecting. I just really want to enjoy it. So that's exactly what I'm doing.
Brilliant. Now, you are cracking the whip on yourself, though, when it comes to tour dates, because I'm just looking here. You don't have a weekend off from October to Christmas, basically.
I know, and I love it. That's the way it should be. I mean, if I could just go on tour for the rest of my life, I'd be one happy girl. It's just my favourite place in the entire world. I love touring.
And what is it about touring that appeals to you so much? I mean, obviously, there's the connection with the audience and all that, but I mean, what about the lifestyle around it? Do you like that?
Yeah, I love it. I love being busy. I love being on the go. I love being in new places. I love that every single second of every day is never the same, really.
Yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
just exciting. And I get to bait myself into sparkly outfits, what I mean.
You did tell me before that there's a few pairs of sucky-in knickers that you go take on stage every time you step out there to make sure you can bait yourself into the pants.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There'll be a heck lot more on this tour. I might have to up the stage tights as well.
And, like, when you're out on the road, like, is there a favourite time of the day? Let's say you're travelling city to city, town to town, you're doing show here, show there. Is there a bit where you go, class, I can't wait till 4 o'clock, soundcheck is done, I get to eat a curry in the hotel room, or whatever it is. Like, is there a moment of your happiest, rather, you know, bar just being on stage?
Yeah, so, you know what, weirdly enough, my favourite part is when I come off stage and I take all my makeup off and wash my hair. And my favourite part is getting into bed and going through all the messages.
Amazing.
I literally have, like, this euphoric moment that I suppose when I'm on stage, I'm enjoying it so much, it's like I kind of forget, and it goes in like 5 minutes. So I get to sit in bed, normally have like a cup of decaffeinated tea, because otherwise I'd be up all bloody night.
Yeah, fair.
And I'm absolutely as bald as the day I was born, no makeup on me, going through my messages, and I'm delighted with life. I love that moment.
There's a lot of people who listen and be impressed with the fact that you bother to take the makeup off and get a shower in, wash the hair, but every single night when you come off stage.
I have to. Oh my God, I have about 15,000 layers of makeup on me, and my hair is scrubbed to the inch of its life, and I have about 13,000 extensions in. Like, I couldn't be going to bed like that. I think I'd wake up in a coffin. I'd be dead.
Well, thankfully you're not doing that and you're staying on your job. The members only tour dates that we're talking about, I mean, you are doing basically everywhere in Ireland. It's going to be amazing, including the 3 Olympia Theatre in Dublin, one of my favourite venues in the entire country. It must just be so exciting to have that sitting out in front of you.
It is. It's really exciting. You know, whenever I go on tour, I always have the conversation that I want to try and go as many places as I can.
Mm.
I know, like, I've got a lot of messages being like, oh my God, you're going to be flat out, you're going to be dead. And I'm like, I'd prefer to be like that and have visited everyone than maybe just do, you know, the prime venues.
Gotcha.
That I just
do.
Like 4 dates and people have to travel to come see me. And, you know, the expense then of, like, having to stay in hotels and the expense of traveling. Like, I want to do that and go around and see everyone. I think it's just way more fun.
Absolutely. And when you're home and playing the City Hall in Cork, say the 14th of November, you're doing that. Are you going home to the mammy and daddy, or are you staying in a hotel in town?
I'd be bait if I went and stayed in a hotel and my mother up the road. Oh my God. Are you for real? She'd be like, save your money. I'd be like, yeah, I will. I'll be going home.
What's the best
and
thing?
And normally everyone comes up and my mom would like cook a big dinner for everyone, and it's a very family affair.
Okay, cool. I was going to ask you, what's the best thing the mammy cooks for you when you get home?
My mum does an amazing roast chicken dinner. It's my favourite. And secondly is the bacon and cabbage.
Oh,
I can't pick
wow.
the same food. I mean, both at the same time, not in life.
Someone the other day texted into the show and said their favourite thing in the world is a cabbage sandwich. Have you ever tried that?
Absolutely not. I know I'm weird and wonderful, but I haven't went that far.
No, neither have I. But anyway, maybe some stage. When your mammy next does the bacon and cabbage, take a bit of the cabbage out the next day, stick it in a sandwich with mayonnaise and see what you think.
Yeah, it'll definitely have to be dried a bit, or it'll be soggy.com.
Yeah, oh, you'd have to dry it out. And Lyra, I was saying, I have to talk to you about this national anthem thing. You are singing the national anthem at the Pittsburgh Steelers versus Minnesota Vikings NFL game.
I am, yeah. I'm dead for myself. What am I like? Oh, my God. I'm mortified, but I'm so excited.
Oh, that's such an amazing honour.
I know. It was pretty cool. Like, when they asked, I was like, what in the name of God's going on here? Like, am I being punked? But I had to call with them, and I was on Zoom, and they're like, oh my God, normally the artists don't even come on Zoom, but so good to see you. I was like, sure, why wouldn't I be on Zoom? I have loads of questions. Like, number one, is this for real? And number two, are you sure? So it was amazing to speak to them, and just like, yeah, you know what, it's kind of weird. I don't know how much of it has set in. Like, obviously, I have the custom-made outfit on order.
I would expect nothing less.
You know the way you think that you know a song? Like, obviously, you think that you know the Irish National Anthem.
That one's going to ask it. Yeah, there's about three lines towards the end where everyone just goes, like, there's bits there you're just shouting whatever words come out of your mouth. You can't do that.
Yeah, I was one of them. Like, I was one of those, like, shoving Connie around the field people, and now I'm like, I can't do that. So, yeah, I'm not going to lie, I've spent weeks like going over and going over and going over it, because obviously it being such an honour to sing, I have to sing it correctly.
Stop.
And that's one of my main scary things. Although it's only like 1 minute 40 seconds long, it's going to be like 1 minute 40 seconds that I have to nail.
I have to
get it right.
Well, there's the professionalism coming out in you, see, you know, this is the performer, Lyra. And they didn't ask you to sing the American one, did they?
No, they didn't. I'd say one's enough for one. We wouldn't be able to get off.
Okay, well, I've an idea, right? Let's play a little game for a bit of crack, right? Okay. I'm going to play you some national anthems from around the world, and we'll see if you can recognise them. You don't have to sing them or anything. Just tell me if you know what country they're from. You ready?
Oh, I'm going to be turned to meme. I'm going to be so bad. Go on, anyway.
Go on. Let's have a listen. What's this one? The French. She only needed 2 seconds to be straight in with the French. All right, what about this one? I'll give you a clue. We also play them in rugby. No, European. European.
I don't know.
Okay, that's the Italians. Try this one.
Italian.
Yeah, what about this? Go on, what are you saying?
Will we say German?
Yeah, do you know what? I actually didn't know this one when I was getting it. This is the Spanish national anthem. I need to learn that one. I don't know that at all. It's weird. Okay.
I think the Spanish sound a bit more flamingo.
I would have thought so as well, yeah. Now, here's one. I think you might get this one. Listen to the instruments. Listen to the instruments. No,
I know the song. Whose anthem is it?
It's "O Flower of Scotland." That's the Scottish. See, I thought the bagpipes give it away.
I'm shocking that. I think they'll be taking back that contract.
No, I've won.
He doesn't know no one.
You only need to know one. And you need to know Aaron Levine. That's the only important one. I've won last one for you, right? Now, if you get this, I'm literally going to fly to the UK, find you, and give you a chicken fillet roll if you get this one, right? What's this?
I'm going to go Japan.
Oh, you're in the right continent. That's the Chinese national anthem there, called March of the Volunteers.
Can I get 50% points back?
Okay, you can, and I'll fly over and give you half a chicken fillet roll. How about that?
Oh, great. I only eat half anyway,
Joe. Okay, we'll bring a full one and we'll share it. Lyra, listen, I wish you the absolute best with Hour on the Vian in Croker. It's going to be incredible. 28th of September, the Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers will face each other, but Lyra will be up there singing the national anthem. We are so proud of you, girl.
Thanks a million. Thanks so much. I love us, Kathy.
Go on, you're a legend. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, Lyra.
Dave Moore on Today FM.